This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Good job down there, guys, at GCN. Good guys on the other side of this window are doing a great job, too. They just happen to be my sons. With that said, we got much to cover today, friends. Have you ever heard this before? Well, we've heard, I guess we all have heard this. Maybe the youngsters haven't yet, but we've heard the haves and the have-nots, and we've heard all of that mess taking from the haves and giving it over to the have-nots, and how socialism is the answer to capitalism. And it's interesting, we have the longest standing constitution in over 242 years, and now they want to revise and inundate your kids with propaganda suggesting to them that there's a better system of government outside of capitalism. Now, the way to inoculate your kids and or yourselves. Now, I just want to give you this quick definition because I thought it was important. This is a modern definition, inoculate. It means to treat a person with a vaccine to produce immunity against the disease, okay? I'm saying it in the sense of stay away from vaccinations, be very careful of vaccinations, but I am saying inoculate, friends, people with the truth to produce immunity against the lies. Okay, so that's how I'm putting this into context. Inoculate yourselves and your kids against socialism by having them clean the bathroom. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, pay your kids or pay someone $10 to clean up your bathroom. And as you pay them $10 to clean up your bathroom, after they're done, let's say it takes an hour. So you just gave them 10 bucks an hour. After they're done cleaning the bathroom, then take away $7 of the 10 and give it to their siblings who didn't help at all. Because only then, friends, will socialism seem unattractive. Because then they're going to understand that, wait a second, why would I give away $7 to someone that's sitting around doing nothing, but yet in America we see your representatives, friends, taxing Americans to death. Again, I'm not a tax protester. I want accountability here. But the fact of the matter is you're seeing that your tax dollars, friends, are being reallocated to those that do nothing. Read 2 Corinthians 3:10. If they don't work, neither should they eat. There's a reason Jesus took the time to inspire us by the Holy Spirit to teach us such lessons. Again, let me say this. How do you teach kids socialism? They think it's a great idea. They think that their communist professors are teaching them the truth. Well, just have them clean the bathroom for 10 bucks. Let's say it takes an hour. After they're done, just give them 3 bucks. The kid's going to look at you and say, wait a second, you said you were going to give me 10 bucks to clean the bathroom. Yeah, but you forgot about all the taxes. Well, where are all those taxes going? Well, they're going to pay people for doing absolutely nothing but sitting on their backsides, there's little keisters, and watching TV while you pay to support them. And again, friends, it counters Scripture to the max. You know, Jesus, friends, is a capitalist. If you want to bring him to the level of what he has taught, he's not a socialist. And what we hear today is many of our representatives openly advocating socialism. And just think about it. Not long ago, being associated with socialism would have ended a political career, but now it's the norm. They are full force, friends, with the pedal to the metal, with a horse forehead, coming out saying this is the best way to run the country. And it's interesting that I took the time yesterday, and it was on a live scroll, encountering this in parallel, showing a man that ruled a communist nation for 42 years. 42 years. I mean, folks, it got to the point where there was food rationings. Okay? They were only allowed so much that they could eat on a daily basis. We're seeing that with water already in this country, in California, in other states. Friends, I want you to think about this. As I'm watching this video, the people that were there in support, you got to keep in mind how this was set up. The people that were there in support were all paid activists or provocateurs. They were paid to show support while the mainstream media had the cameras on the support. It got to the point after 42 years of communism, his dictatorship, his iron fist, friends, where the people of that country finally stood up and threw him off. Within 1 minute, as I'm watching this video, he started to come out with his old spiel, saying the same old to the same people. The people knew exactly how the system was set up. They were sick and tired of the system that was set up. And what they did is they caught on. And they began to protest during his speech. During his speech, the dictator realized he had a look on his face of a fear of death. And during that talk, he stopped. He began to hear the people rise up against his dictatorship, speaking of socialism. It was completely overthrown. Both him and his wife were immediately evacuated out of the building in a helicopter by gunpoint, friends. He was later captured and he was executed. See, that's the end of socialism. That's the end of a democracy. And people in this country, even listening to the commercials during the break, did you listen to how they were talking about the Democratic Party and the Republican Party? Friends, you need to understand that who's behind that system of divide and conquer is, first of all, the accuser of the brethren. Read Revelations 12:10. But also, Jesus warned about dividing and conquering because and they're easily controlled. The communists are behind all of this. We already see this with the CIA-controlled mainstream media in this country, and it needs to stop. And we see the representatives, or so they would have you believe that they're representatives of American law, that are advocating for that which is communism, friends. It's all power to the state, and let them decide what they want to do. Friends, that's precipitating. That's the prescription for self-destruction. And friends, if we can learn from the things that I'm highlighting even now, that it's going to catch up sooner or later, but we don't have to learn the hard way. The criminals should be learning the hard way. They shouldn't be getting away with what they're doing. Friends, the system that I've seen to this dictatorship and how it was premised on a lie is exactly what they have set up in America today. And they're continuously pushing forth, friends, more control, more state control, more socialism, more communism on a daily basis. And we need to wake up to the fact that, first of all, we are not a democracy, we are not a socialist country, but we see that foreign to American government, the powers that be within the gates of the United States of America, okay? Prevention is better than cure. It's better that we learn what's going on here now than later on. I'm going to come right back to this, friends, talking about how Jesus taught capitalistic lessons throughout the Word of God. Okay, we're one nation under God. We're ruled by God. We're not ruled by the bayonet. But as our forefathers told us, if we don't want to be ruled by the Word of God, we're going to be ruled by bayonets. We're seeing the bayonets on the horizon. Enough is enough.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, thank you for making us the number one show in 115 cities across the United States of America. 115. We thank you for your trust very much. Also broadcasting into 53 countries as well. Thank you for making us the number two show and one at times during the week out of 87 different radio shows across the country. Thank you very much for that. If you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Got it? We're also a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4. Got it? Cool. Every state preamble starts out acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Got it? All 50 states. Just so you know. Got it? Having a little fun with you, but friends, I am being poignant, and I am letting you know that I am giving you facts. I'm not giving you my opinion. People are sick and tired of opinion. We are not based off, our foundations are not based off of opinion, friends. They are based off the Rock of Ages, the Word of God, the Word of the Lord that endureth forever. And keep in mind, the Lord changes not. And that's good news for all of us. Malachi 3:6, Hebrews 13:8. Read it when you get a moment. Just sharing with you, friends, how to inoculate the disease, the lie, with the truth, okay, John 14:6, you and your children against socialism by having them clean a bathroom. And I'm going to take it a step forward after this because I've already laid this foundation. But if you're just joining us, teach your kids socialism. Understand socialism. Someone hires you on for $10 an hour. They tell you to go clean the bathroom. It's only going to take you 1 hour to do it. You get done cleaning the bathroom, you expect to get paid $10. As you go into the boss and say to him, well, sir, can I get my $10? I just cleaned the bathroom. It took me 1 hour. You said you'd give me $10 to do so. He gives you what? He gives you $3. He takes seven of them and he gives it away to people that are doing no work. Taking from the haves, taking from the doers, right? And giving them to give that money and giving the money over, reallocating that money over to the have-nots and the do-nots. This is exactly what's happening in the United States of America. Friends, I did a show last week. You are being taxed to death. Again, I'm not a tax protester. I am calling for, friends, oversight. Because we are, friends, and I don't want to go back to that show, but you can check it out. Go down to the downloads on Genesis Communication Networks and grab that show. And it shows you how many it's unthinkable what's happening here. And you know what I'm talking about if you look at your pay stub. Look at how much the tax dollars are being taken out of your pay. It's just so over the top that it needs to be lawfully dealt with, friends. Again, they work for us. But the message that they're giving to us is, listen, we'll take as much as we want, and we'll give you as much as we want to give you, okay? As they get their raises, as they work for special interest groups to further enslave the American people. But again, you have 325.7 million people that are tolerating the crimes of 545, right? That's what this comes down to. You know, it's also interesting to note, friends, that when people want to know what the tax code is, well, the fact of the matter is you can hear from the former director of the IRS, friends, there is no tax code. Again, listen to last week's show. You'll get exactly and a good idea as to what I'm talking about. But this is socialism, taking from them that work and giving over to them that don't. And what I want to do here, friends, is show you really quick that what Jesus taught was based on being a capitalist, not a socialist. Representatives not only openly admit to be socialists, that's what they are today. They used to be Democrats. I mean, folks, we just seen a couple weeks ago when the Democratic Unconstitutional Party got up and did their little ditty in front of the world, right? Namely, the United States of America, advocating for everything that stands against the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. And you know what they're appealing to? The younger generation that wants to get what they want. And that's called licentiousness. The ignorant believe it to be liberty, but in fact it is not. Okay, it's licentiousness. But I want you to think about this. Let's go back just a little bit. This is criminal, foreigner, sodomite, plant, Barack Hussein Obama. And that's exactly what he is. Okay? He told you that. He said, when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody. It's interesting, he made $400,000 a year as the President of the United States of America. And somehow or another, he's now moving to Cape Cod, buying an $18 million mansion. How does that work? Do the math, friends. It must be good when you spread other people's wealth around, especially when you're not the one working for it, right, Barack? Right? Yeah. That's right. It's good for everybody. You know, like guys like him, when he does what his master tells him to do and he does it, he gets a little kickback from that. And folks, what I'm talking about isn't foreign to the American people. You know that this is going on and it must be stopped, period. And that is my message. Justice guards our liberty. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Psalm 9, 16, and 17. Here's another guy, Jim Morgan, Virginia congressman. He said, we have been guided by a Republican administration who believes in the simplistic notion that people who have wealth are entitled to keep it. He said it, friends. They have an antipathy towards the means of redistribution of wealth. That is a communist. Straight out, and folks, they're still there today. And you are under the delusion that they're working for you. You have got to be out of your mind. You've got to be out of your mind. They're further enslaving your children. This is Donald Berwick. He's a healthcare czar, which, by the way, it doesn't mean it means absolutely nothing because they have no lawful standing. But as long as you think they have a lawful standing because the president said so under Barack Hussein Obama back then, I guess then it means that they're legit. No, they're not. He said, any healthcare funding plan that is just, equitable, civilized, and humane must, he said, redistribute wealth from the richer among us to the poor. Excellent healthcare is, by definition, redistributional. I'm not making this up. This is what's happening in government. And friends, by the way, just because Barack Hussein Obama's gone doesn't mean the bureaucracy that he created is. They're still there, doing the biddings of their communist daddy, okay? Don't forget, friends. Here is Ron Blum, a manufacturing czar. Listen to this one carefully. He said, we know that the free market is nonsense. We kind of agree with Mao Zedong that political power comes largely from the barrel of a gun. Did you hear what I said? This wasn't 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 years ago, friends. This wasn't even 20 years ago that he said that. This was in 2010. Listen to what's coming out of the mouths of those that are behind these agencies and these bureaucracies that you've allowed your government to create with your money. Socialism. Communism. Here is Howard Dean, this lunatic. He was the former party chair for the unconstitutional Democratic Party. He said, the debate for the new generation is instead of capitalism or socialism. We are going to have both, and then which a proportion of each should we have in order to make this all work? Folks, you can't. You can't mix seed and expect one crop. It's never going to work that way. That's how you divide the seed. That's how you create confusion, friends, in so many different ways. And this is why the young people in this country are confused. Okay, what about this guy? He said, I'm sorry, that was the last one, actually. But you know what? It's interesting because as outrageous as these statements are, it gets worse because many religious, those that are in the guise of Christian representatives as well, friends, the hierarchy, the vicars, the pastors, okay, let's call it that way. It, when in fact, pastors named one time in the New Testament in Ephesians 4, verse 11, and it's also interesting to note that if you look at 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says the apostle first, the prophet secondly, and the teacher thirdly. It's interesting how the apostle and the prophet are rejected by the professed church of America today. Those are the ones that are called to be leading. Nothing's changed, but this is why the church is backwards, because you have the pastors leading the church. It's not their job to lead the church. It's the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher that are to lead the church. If you want any feedback or you want to give me some of your feedback, 1-866-582-9933. You know, for all the people that seem to disagree with what the Word of God says, you would think I'd be getting a lot more phone calls than I do. Well, confront me with it. Tell everybody in 115 cities. Tell everybody in 53 countries how far off base I am, because I'm waiting to hear from you. I'm waiting to hear from you. But folks, just think about this. Many Christian, they call themselves Christian, a lack thereof, okay? Many religious leaders, as they're called, are promoting socialism. Remember Reverend Jeremiah Wright under President Obama? He said, you stayed up. That's what he said. Front that your starting point is, quote, no-nonsense Marxism. But you dispel all of the negative images we have been programmed to conjure up with just a mention of that word socialism or Marxism. When a reporter asked Jim Wallace, Obama's spiritual advisor, I'll finish this right after this break, friends. Gospel is all about it. They're disguising it as the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action.
Extra, extra, Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you, and I'm so proud of you have come here. It's a lot more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to check us out online, we got some friends on live chat. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News. We're broadcasting live. This is our little secret. We're just doing a test run doing live video on YouTube. We also have it over on Sons of Liberty Media.com, but we have some friends joining us from Paris. Or is it Paris? Paris right now. So, folks, love the comments, love the interaction that we're having over there. If you want to see us and you want to watch us live, you can, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right-hand side of the website or go to Before It's News and you will see me right there. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if you're going to be insincere and you're going to throw your junk out there and you want to be a troll, we're going to just block you out. We don't have time to play games with you. We have a country to fight for, period. Also, wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over on Facebook. We have about 750,000 people following. That is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And or if you want to go over to Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Again, if you want to check out some brand new videos, we just did a brand new one just a moment ago, friends. Yesterday. Not a moment ago. Forgive me. And with that said, you can check it out on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty YouTube, Bradley Dean. Just did a brand new video. As a matter of fact, if you want to check out some of the content that I was talking about during the last segment about the 545 people that are united in this con job taxing the American people to death, go onto that website and check out the videos. We love to hear from you, friends. The people love the videos. They're short. We're doing our best to address every issue from a biblical and a constitutional point in a standpoint and making reference to the Word of God and the Constitution in dealing with the issues. And the issues, friends, are there because the American people leave them undone. So we need to deal with them, okay, and taking responsibility. That is the gospel right there. I want to go back to this, friends. and show you and highlight how many of the said representatives of today and in the past are basically forthcoming about socialism. They're warring against capitalism. Okay, I want you to also keep in mind that we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, 240 some years now. I don't have it right in front of me, but I know that we're like 242 or 243, maybe even 244 years later, we have the longest standing constitution in history, modern history, okay? I just highlighted Barack Obama. I just highlighted Jim Morgan, a congressman from Virginia, a criminal. He's a socialist, okay? They're subversive to American government. And by the way, that's what socialism is. It's subversive towards American government, okay? I also highlighted Ron Blum, a manufacturing czar. And he said that we kind of agree with Mao that political power largely comes from the barrel of the gun. No wonder why they're trying to disarm the American people today, okay? And then I just gave you a quote from Reverend Jeremiah Wright, President Obama's, former President Obama, criminal-in-chief, right? Said, you stayed up from that. Your starting point is, quote, no-nonsense Marxism. But you dispel all of the negative images. Don't let them know who you really are. He said that we have been programmed to conjure up with just a mention of the word socialism or Marxism. Folks, these people are literally advocating national suicide. That's what they are. That's what they're doing, unbeknownst to them. But when a reporter asked Rev. Jim Wallace, Obama's spiritual advisor, if he was calling for the redistribution of wealth, listen carefully. He responded with, absolutely, without any hesitation. That's what the gospel is all about. Really? He said it, friends. You can't make up stupid. I don't know that you can fix stupid, especially when they're, you know, in it this deep. Stupid is a word. Webster's 1828, dull and insensible, just so you know. But he said it. So was Jesus a socialist? Did he teach socialism? Did he teach socialism? Or did he teach the gospel? He taught the gospel. Okay? Of course not. He didn't teach socialism. Jesus did teach that we should help those in need, those that can't help themselves. But he elevated, and by the way, I'm going to talk about this next hour. But he elevated the ultimate goal of his kingdom work over meeting social needs. In John 12, verse 4 through 8, after a woman poured out very expensive ointment on Jesus as an act of worship, Judas rebuked the act, the thief, right, the one that betrayed Jesus, Luke 11, 22, 48. Judas rebuked the act, claiming that the ointment could have been sold and the money given to the poor, which in fact we know that he was saying that for the very purpose that he might have that money. Jesus responded to that there was more about the kingdom of than just feeding the poor. The point was he was highlighting what he was going to be doing on the cross. Okay. In fact, Jesus made it clear that the primary point of the gospel is the eternal redemption of men and women. First and foremost, and as well, friends, it also teaches us in the book of Deuteronomy that man does not live by bread alone, okay? Just to kind of prove this point. So there's no question that the Bible promotes capitalism over socialism. If you look at Leviticus 25, 8 through 28, for example, clearly shows that God promoted private ownership among the Jewish people, especially the private ownership of land. We see a government today that is opposed to that, which means they counter their very purpose and they run antithetical to who we are as a people in this country. We need to think about what's going on here, friends, okay? And we see this all over the place. And I'm just recollecting some of the personal experiences that I've seen with this, friends, where they come up and say, you know, you need to sell your land for the good of the rest of us. That is socialism, friends. That's not private ownership. Okay? And we're seeing the courts deliver in such a fashion, which, again, is unconstitutional. Okay? If we go over to Matthew 20, 1 through 16, where he had spoke of a landowner who hired people to work in his vineyard. By the way, who hired people to work, okay? The difference between a capitalist and a socialist is one works. Who hired people to work in his vineyard. Luke 14, 18, where he spoke of buying land. Luke 15, 11 through 32, where he spoke of a man dividing his property between his sons. And Luke 16, 12, where he spoke of a man's personal property. It's also important to notice that the Bible promotes the passing of wealth from one generation to another generation. And by the way, you have a government today that wants to tax that as well, an inheritance tax. How does that make sense? Leviticus 25, 28, Luke 15, verse 12. The fact of the matter is it's a practice political progressives attack using estate death taxes. I mean, it's just so over the top, friends. It's ridiculous. In Matthew 15, 14 through 30, Jesus encouraged entrepreneurism and profit through aggressiveness and hard work, of course. The Apostle Paul condemned social welfare, a system that is crippling our nation today, by teaching that if a person won't work, they shouldn't eat. What do? No. Hey, friends, from doing all the high schools that we've done across the country, do you remember what the president back in the 60s, John F. Kennedy, said? Hey, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Do you know that there's posters in public schools today that give that quote, and then right after the quote, they mock John F. Kennedy and say, no, go ahead and ask. Folks, where does that money come from? I mean, hey, folks, here's a personal experience for you, a personal testimony. I was raised up. I didn't know my dad. I was raised up as a welfare kid. I was raised up under my mom, who was a workaholic. She worked till, you know that old saying, they worked their fingers to the bone. That was my mom in a big way. But she received welfare because my dad was MIA, missing in action. Okay, and it's interesting that when you live in these welfare communities, how there's a lid on everything you can do. You can't make too much money. If you make too much money, that doesn't apply to you. The dad can't live with you and will give you money. I mean, folks, it's all designed to break down the family, for those that didn't know. But it's also a system that's been created where there's no escape. They're creating a system of dependency concerning the people that are on welfare. And what's behind all of that, friends? Well, guess what? You know, it was like when I was at the RNC back in Tampa. This was when they were selling Romney as the man. If anybody can do it, Romney can, which is the furthest thing from the truth. The guy's an absolute clown. Look at his record. Everything he says, the opposite is true, like what you're seeing today through this administration. But it's interesting to note, friends, that the people thought that Romney was a sure shoo-in. He was going to win. And I told him, what are you talking about? And this one guy walked up to me and he said to me, Bradley, there's no way Obama's going to win a second term. And I said, well, why do you say that? He said, look at all the welfare dependents he has. I said, Obama's not losing, guy. Obama is winning because he's creating dependencies to vote for him again. He's creating dependents that will vote him in again and again in whatever he, you know, so desires to pass. It's also interesting, friends, to note, it shows you how the fix was in. I just got to go off this channel right now because what we're told by the media and how it really works are two different stories. Just like I told you during the second segment concerning that communist, it was the media that kept him alive. Without the media and paid provocateurs, he couldn't do anything. It was all premised on a lie. It's the same thing with Barack Hussein Obama and voter fraud. And remember how Barack Hussein Obama, through a live mic, told the representative, the ambassador from Russia, before his second term, he said, after my second term is up, I'll basically be lighter on sanctions with your weapons. Okay? How did he know that he was going to win the second term? He already knew that the American people were going to drink the Kool-Aid. But wasn't it interesting that when Barack Hussein Obama won his second term, I've shared this with you in the past. Folks, during his re-inauguration prayer, there was nobody there. They couldn't even sell out the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C. Wasn't it interesting that 68 lost their seats? Democrats lost their seats. Isn't it interesting that he couldn't even do a fundraiser? Stevie Wonder couldn't even get 200 people to do a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama. Nobody believed that he had the actual vote, except the American people that don't believe the 94%, at least, that don't believe the media. I mean, just think about that. The only people that believed that he actually won were the American people, but everybody that was doing fundraisers for him found out that everything that they touched fell to the ground. And no wonder, remember when Barack Hussein Obama would go out and campaign for other politicians? Isn't it interesting how every single one of them lost? Come on, America, we need to wake up as to what's going on here.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, talking about what Jesus taught and how Marxists would have you disguise the Christ and what it is that he taught as they put the disguise on to try to allure you into their deceptions. And Scripture tells us over and over that we're to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But the fact of the matter is, folks, we need to stick to the Word and call it for what it is, right? Hang on one second. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:14 that we are to be no longer children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, regardless if it's the Herodians or the Pharisees. Okay, Mark 8:15, read it. Jesus told us to beware of the religious people of the day and beware of the politicians of the day. Because, again, speaking of politics, we understand that they've created their own political language designed to make lies sound truthful. Okay, this is a fact. And it's the same thing with the Pharisees who made the void the commandments of God because they took on the commandments of men. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. But it tells us, friends, listen carefully, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. Don't believe everything that you're told. Do your own diligence, friends. But that henceforth we be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the what? Sleight of men. And their what? Their cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. You know, the Bible tells us over and over again, out of the mouth of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, the captain of my salvation, beware of men. Be not deceived. Take heed unto yourself. Over and over and over again. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. They'll call themselves Christians. But friends, we're to judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16. It applies in politics as well. Right? Now, after everything I just said to you, friends, keep in mind that's, I'm giving you scriptures laying out the fact that Jesus was preaching capitalistic viewpoints and principles, okay? The Oxford English Dictionary states that socialism advocates the ownership and control of the means of the productive, okay? Capital, land, property. And if you look, by the way, at Roger Baldwin from the American Civil Liberties Union, this is exactly what he was calling for, the abolition of private rights, okay? And how is it that they have a standing? How is it that they have a standing in government today, friends? Because it's subversive to American government. So is democracy. It is countering our form of government. I can do a whole show on that one for you, friends. But for the sake of sticking to what we're talking about, listen. In John 12:4-8, after a woman, okay, I already highlighted that one, forgive me. Jesus commended private ownership in numerous passages, already highlighted that one. He already encouraged entrepreneurism, already highlighted that one. And contrary to collective mentality of socialism, while the welfare and the will of the community is emphasized over and over, that of the individual, Jesus and the apostles taught the exact opposite. Personal wealth and responsibility. You work for it, it's yours. Matthew 12:36, Romans 14:12. Teach that each of us is responsible for our own actions and will give a personal account to God for what it is that we do. And this, of course, flies in the face of the collective salvation, the likes of socialists and the ilk in what they promote. Okay? And interestingly, the early church did experiment with a form of communism. In Acts 4:32-37, we find that many Christians were voluntarily selling their property and giving the money to meet the people's needs. Okay? They soon learned that every born-again believer couldn't, at least on this side of heaven, live this selfishly. Now, folks, let's keep that into context, though. There was a reason, because that's how it began. My ministry began that way. When I see ministries that are birthed, that's how they are. That's how many of them start out. They start out with people collectively, just not selling houses. I'm not saying that. But a small group of people begin to support. You know, it's interesting. For 20 years, here we are. 20 years later, man, we're still doing it the way that we've always done it. We've never been a ministry to beg for money, just for the record. And we've always been a ministry when we did 300 schools, friends, in a very short amount of time. Most people will look at us, well, Brad, you got a national radio show and you're doing high school assemblies and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But it's like, you got to understand something, friends. The money that we get from support, we take that money to get us where we're going to support the next event so we can get to the people that we're called to go to. Because, namely, in public schools or colleges and many of the meetings that we go to today, friends, it barely covers the cost if it does it all. For us even to get there and to get back home. When we were doing high school assemblies, we used to have 5 street teams out that would give out gospel tracts, and we had tables, and we would basically ask for donations for our message. And what we'd do is take that money and get it on television. We'd get it on radio. We'd just take that money and give it right back to the community. Well, when we were doing high schools, friends, most people didn't know, because of all the federal tax cuts into the school systems in the United States of America, many of the people couldn't even support high school programs. See, they had the money for the uniforms and the brand new fields and the brand new swimming pools. But like most people don't know, and I'm about to tell you, it's like when we drove from Minnesota, we took 30 of us. We had a bus and we drove all the way to Key West, Florida to do high school assemblies. 2 of them. We did several high schools in Florida. But to get all the way to Key West, Florida, did you know we got paid $500 to do so? And you know it cost us $1,500 just for gas to get there in that bus? Folks, you need to understand something. This ministry that you're listening to and watching is not a ministry based off of, you know, name it and claim it. That's not what we're doing. We're a very prophetic ministry. We're a very poignant ministry. And most people are not used to what the Lord said in Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. No, they're not used to the Jesus that spoke boldly and one having his authority. No, they're used to the Jesus that man has created, friends, and a succumbing false grace, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. And most people in America today have this mentality and this some sort of vision in their minds painted by the modern day hypocrites, whores, and hired hirelings in the pulpits that have Jesus walking around in pink little booties smacking sheep in the backside, telling the world everything is okay. Well, let me tell you something, friends. That's not his message, and it never was his message. His message has always been, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And going back to my message here, friends, also keep in mind, this is not a socialist nation, and it's all that you hear from the mainstream media when they put the microphones and the cameras up to the mouths of these sellouts and these Judases that are selling me and you out. And what's sad about it is the American people stand back and they watch it as they're entertained out of their own freedoms and as their posterity is being further enslaved on a 24/7 basis. What's funny about that? Tell that to your kid how funny it is. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is a capitalistic nation, okay? We are not a bunch of socialists. And for me to have to sit on the radio and divide what a capitalist is and what a socialist is, it shows you what the American people have put up with. And that is the very reason many people in this country need to repent before a just and a holy God, because of what they've tolerated, for what they've allowed these criminals and guys do to this country and to our kids. Look what's happening in public schools. I could go on. Look what's happening in the church, first and foremost. Look what's happening in government. Look at the bureaucracies that have been created. Look what they're going for, friends. They're looking at stripping us of our God-given rights further and further and further on a daily basis, incrementally stripping away our God-given rights. Is that your government? No, that's a socialist government. That's foreign to American governments. Folks, you know what? I could get the president on the telephone, and tell and rip apart the policies that he's pushing for today. In so many different ways. Any politician, I don't care who he is, that's all I have to use is a little common sense and say, sir, where did you get the delegated authority to do that? I do a whole show on the people that have refused that, to be on this radio show, but they'll be on MSNBC. No problem. Why? Because MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS, and all the propaganda outlets across America, they're all talking in the same vein. It's the same narrative, the same talking points. They're safe there. But when you get a radical like Bradley Dean who just simply goes back and says, wait, an American patriot, based off of who they are as Christians and conservatives, because it all stems from the Christ, we're called to be the salt of the earth, and if we lose that, then we're good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot by men, and that's what's happening to the church and in politics today, okay? That's all I got to do is go back and say, wait a second, this is the definition, I get that. This is what the Word of God says, thou shalt not lie, tell the truth. That's all I have to do is go to the Constitution and say, this applies here. And then go back to these corrupt politicians from the top to the bottom and say to them, so then how did you receive delegated authority to go ahead and do that when that's not found in the Constitution? See, just that simple. I could be nice as pie. And they're going to be paralyzed through fear. And fear from what? Their lack of knowledge of the Constitution that they're supposed to uphold. Namely, the laws that they are, in fact, tearing down. Folks, we're making the distinction between a capitalist and a socialist. We're going to come right back, and I'm also going to talk about blessed American poverty. Give me more. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, hour two coming up.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.